Idaho House is set to vote today on a bill that would move Idaho's presidential primary from May to March. Correspondent Jessica Robinson takes us back to the event that helped bring about the legislation.
It was winter of 2012. All eyes were on the crowded field of Republican presidential candidates, and Idaho's Republican Party didn't want to wait until the state-run election in May to let party members weigh in.
Precinct 6, 7.
Republican voters lined up in school gyms, like this one in Kootenai County, for a party caucus. And it was messy.
I don't know if the 8's over here. Do you see an 8?
It didn't help that Idaho has two time zones. People started to leave northern caucuses once they heard voters in Mountain Time had already chosen Mitt Romney.
It was decided before they ever really got their voting done.
Idaho State Senator Chuck Winder wants to move the state's presidential primaries up and let them replace party caucuses. It could cost Idaho taxpayers between $1 and $2 million. Some say that money could be better used elsewhere. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.